Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the first parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet and parak Aleph Mishnah Hey. In the previous Mishnayos of this Masechta, we've been discussing the types of individuals, the types of people who are not able to separate Truma. Now we're going to discuss various types of separations that are not allowed when it comes to Truma. Says the Mishnah, in Tormen Zeisim al Shemen, you're not allowed to separate olives on behalf of oil. If you have Shemen, if you have oil that you want to separate, they have to separate Truma from. You can't simply say, look, I have these olives and I have olive oil, so I'm going to separate the olives on behalf of the olive oil. They come from the same thing. The olive oil comes from olives. You still can't do that, says our Mishnah. V'lo anavim ala yayin, and you can't separate grapes on behalf of wine. If you have wine you need to separate truma from, you got to separate wine. You can't simply say, okay, I have grapes, and grapes are really what we use to create the wine. Therefore, I'm going to separate the grapes for the wine, says the Mishnah. That does not work. And the Bar Tanura explains the reason for that. It's based on a pasuk. And ultimately, the reason is because when you're separating truma for something, what you're separating for the kohen has to have the same level of process as what the actual item is. So if you're separating a truma from olive oil, so you can't simply separate olives because that's processed, that's earlier in the process, and the olive oil, which has been since crushed and made into olive oil, same with grapes and wine and so on, it has to be the same level of process that you're separating from what you're separating it on behalf of. However, the question now is, v'im tarmu, what if one does do that separation and separates the olives for the olive oil, or does separate the grapes for the wine? What's the halacha then? Beishamai Omer Beishamai says, trumas atzman bohem. The truma is valid for the item itself. I separated olives for olive oil, so for the olive oil, that didn't work, but at least I still separated it for the olives. If I separated it for the wine, so with grapes, so even though I can't do that, I still separated the truma properly for the grapes, according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel says, Ein truma son truma, the entire separation is invalid. It doesn't even help for the olives, the grapes, and so on. Even the item that was separated in an appropriate way, because you included something that was inappropriate, therefore the entire truma, according to Beis Hillel, is completely invalid. Now we're continuing with Parak Aleph Mishnah Hey, as we discuss other types of separations that cannot be done. Ein tormen min haleket, min hashicha, min hapeya, min hahefker. You're not allowed to separate. So let's say you have tevel, you have something that you need to separate truma from. You can't look at your leket, or your shicha, or your peya. Again, the various matnos aniyim that we learned about until now, where either you drop it in the field, or you forget about it in the field, or it's in the corner of the field, and so on and so forth. You're not allowed to use any of those grains towards your truma calculations. Umin ha-hefker. You also can't use anything that's hefker, that's ownerless, as part of your truma calculations. As the Bar Tanura points out also, based on various psukim, that you have to own what you're separating truma from. And hefker isn't yours, right? All of these, the lek, chech, and peh, they're not yours. They belong to the poor people. The hefker belongs to anyone. Everyone equally owns anything that's hefker, that's ownerless. And therefore, because it's not yours, you can't use it to separate truma. Similarly, v'lo mimaiser rishon shenitla truma, says the Mishnah, and you can't separate from something that's a maiser rishon shenitla truma, which is basically what the Levi takes, the trumas maiser, which needs to be separated there as well. So there too, you can't use that to separate your truma. You have to just separate from the item itself. V'lo mimaiser sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu, and you also can't separate from maiser sheni, which again is what is taken to Yerushalayim to eat. Really, it belongs to Machlokas a little bit, but we generally assume that maiser sheni, which we bring to Yerushalayim to eat there and to use it there, so it belongs to Hashem, and therefore you certainly can't separate truma from that. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the Rabbonu Shel Olam, because you can only eat it in Yerushalayim, and therefore you can't use it as part of your truma separation calculations. V'lomen hachayiv ala pater, v'lomen hapater ala chayiv, and you can't separate things that you're obligated to separate truma from on behalf of things that you're not obligated to separate truma from, and you can't separate truma from something that you're pater from on behalf of something you're obligated from, and so on and so forth. V'lomen hatalush ala mechubar, v'lomen hachubar ala talush, and you can't separate truma from something that's disconnected from the ground on behalf of something that's connected to the ground, or something that's connected to the ground on behalf of something that's disconnected from the ground, generally something that's mechuber lekarka, connected to the ground, there's no obligation in Truma from. So once again, in all of these cases, you would not be allowed to separate Truma for any of these things on behalf of others. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'lomen ha-chadosh al ha-yashan, V'lomen ha-yashan al ha-chadosh. And you can't separate something that's chadosh, that's from the new crop, that only grew this year, on behalf of something that grew in the previous year, or vice versa. Generally speaking, as the Bartonura points out, Truma must be separated based on each year's crops individually. So the Yashan crops, the older crops from previous years, you gotta separate Truma separately there. The new crops, the Chadash crops, that are newer from this year, you gotta separate only from those. So the timing matters as well, regarding when the crops grew and when they ultimately ripened. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'lo mi peiros ha'aretz, ala peiros chutz la'aretz, and you can't separate Truma from fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael on behalf of those that grew outside of Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you bring fruits in to Eretz Yisrael. Normally, you don't have to separate Truma on anything from outside of Eretz Yisrael. But unless, let's say you bring it into Eretz Yisrael and you process it and you work on it in Eretz Yisrael, so perhaps there would be a situation where you would separate Truma there. And Velomi Peiros Chutz La'aretz Al Peiros Ha'aretz, and you would not separate Truma. You're not allowed to separate Truma from fruits that grow in Chutz La'aretz outside of Eretz Yisrael. On behalf of fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael themselves, you have to keep the separations of Truma separate and individual. And in all of these cases, concludes our Mishnah, Ve'im Tarmu, but if one does separate Truma in any of these cases, Ein Trumason Truma, the Truma is not valid. The separation of Truma does not work, and you'd have to do so again. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, discussed the halacha that number one, you're not allowed to separate olives on behalf of olive oil, or grapes on behalf of wine, and so on, because whatever you're separating must have the same process level as that which is being separated on behalf of Machlokas Ubisham Beis Hillel. What about the olives or the grapes? What about the thing that was separated in the appropriate way, even if the second thing was not, you weren't able to separate it on behalf of that, but you were able to separate the grapes for the grapes, the olives for the olives? Ubisham Beis said that would work for those particular items where the truma itself was separated properly. However, Beis Hillel says no, that the truma is completely invalid because, again, it was being separated also on behalf of something that wasn't allowed, and therefore the entire separation is completely invalid. And then Perek Aleph, Pishnei gives us a whole slew of examples of things that you cannot separate on behalf of, in terms of the Matanos Aniyim, in terms of Trumas Meiser, in terms of Meiser Sheni V'Hekli Sheniftu, and so on and so forth, various cases, and ultimately the Mishnah said that if you were to separate any of these things on behalf of any of these other things that are not allowed, then the separation of Truma is completely and totally invalid. Have a great day.